from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The sky's the limit for a northeastern Ontario digital artist. Candace Rowlandson was born and raised in Iroquois Falls and now lives in Porcupine. Her art has been exhibited all around the world. Two of her pieces were part of an exhibit launched by Turbo, a fledgling cryptocurrency company.
And their theme is a little toad guy in a space suit. And so they wanted to do something to really launch and to promote what they do. So they had this really neat idea of actually launching an art exhibit into the stratosphere.
The exhibit was in a balloon 34 kilometers above the Earth for about an hour and a half until the balloon popped. 911 remains the number to call at Timmins Police in an emergency. The force has now added an online way of reporting non-emergency incidents from your smartphone or computer. Chief Dennis Lavoie says it streamlines workflows, allowing officers to focus on emergency and high-priority cases. He adds that it creates a safer community while decreasing operational costs. To use it, go to timminspolice.ca and click on the incident reporting button at the top of the homepage. Thousands of residents of Fort McMurray have fled the northeastern Alberta town as a wildfire continues to creep closer. The 20,000-hectare blaze is still burning out of control around 10 kilometers southwest of town, with an evacuation order in place for four neighborhoods. An evacuation alert remains for the remaining residents, who are being told to be prepared to evacuate within 2 hours if the situation changes. Many evacuees over the last 24 hours have registered in municipalities across the Edmonton region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the situation in the northeast corner of his country has become most difficult as Russian forces continue their push towards the city of Kharkiv. More ground was surrendered by Ukrainian troops overnight, but the military says reinforcements have been sent to the area to prevent a Russian breakthrough. Analysts say the attack is likely to force Ukraine to divert troops from the central section of the Eastern Front in the Donetsk region, where Russia has been making slow but steady advances for more than a month. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mytimmonsnow.com.